Show.
Now listen, I just saw you do a handstand on your skateboard. I saw you play the drums.
What?
Where did you get all this sort of, I guess, mostly a feeling of limitless? In other words, not feeling limited.
What?
Where did you get that?
Sweaters on backwards.
She's good. It's the lovely and talented Ann Curry from NBC's Today Show.
Another perfect broadcast today.
Thank you, Ann. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara.
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We don't mention it as much as we used to, but go to WJFK.com and download our podcast.
Please.
Or tell your friends around the country to.
Right.
Please. Or maybe people that are overseas.
Maybe in Great Britain.
And you can also post your thoughts. And Buzz, you're getting a lot of IMs during the show also, right?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, at Mike OWJFK.
All right. And you can do that whenever you want. The Buzz Babes are chugging right along. You can also sign up for to be a Buzz Babe. How did we do at Hogfest? I know we had some hotties in the audience. Did we latch on? Did you wrap your arms around their ankles and hold on tight, Buzz?
Only figuratively, but yes, I believe we have a definite Buzz Babe out of Friday's show, so we're excited about that.
All right, and Rob, everything going good in your world? I haven't even talked to you. It seems like the show started and we got whirling and nothing happened.
You know, I count you and Buzz as among my friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would never wish you to take 7-year-old girls to the bowling alley.
You did that over the weekend?
Yeah, that was my daughter's prize for selling cookies.
It was the Girl Scout trip?
The Girl Scout, the brownie troop got to go to the bowling alley. And here's the most amazing thing about when you take 7-year-olds bowling. They don't throw the ball very hard.
No.
So they will get up, and it's funny because they'll run up to the line, then they'll stop, then they'll throw the ball, and they'll watch the ball, then they'll turn around and they'll walk slowly back, and then they'll turn, and the ball's still not to the pins yet.
They have the bumpers, though?
Yeah, and how about this? Yeah. Well, I did want to mention there was
how about this?
One girl on my daughter's team. Yeah. The ball didn't make it to the pins.
Oh,
it stopped. She didn't throw it hard enough.
Poor little things.
Well, they're just little girls.
Julia threw it hard when she got it out in front of her and it landed on the other side of the bumper. Because they had the guardrails up and she was able to jump it over.
Did they have beer in the bowling alley?
They did, yes.
And did you partake?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
After the first game. I bowled a little after with Julia, but something about little girls and screaming, and they look at you, and they're 7 years old, so many of them are missing teeth, and they look at you with a smile like jack-o'-lanterns, and they just go, I have the highest score!
And how's your tummy after the Memorial Day holidays? Your tummy
fine.
Okay?
Good.
It's
100%? Yeah.
All right, just checking. Just want to see if you're doing all right.
I'm good.
I thought his tummy might not be good today.
Really? Why today?
Because
of the holiday food?
He looked a little peaked a couple of times. And now he's got the red, and you know, I'm just curious.
I just yelled like a 7-year-old girl.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you, Mike.
Want to make sure you're doing all right. You know,
I count you among my friends.
Could be Beth Ann McBride. I could run in and say, go to hell. You know what I mean?
I know.
And you know how that makes me feel. I'll be crying all the way home tonight.
Right, so.
Beth Ann could turn to you and say, do you have any more blind people on hold?
Rob, make sure you jump up and down and let me know when we have to break.
Because you bet.
We're a little short on time with everything that's
been going on today. We bent a little for Mar.
What's that beeping sound?
Oh, that was me resetting my car.
Oh, sorry about that. Time for the Hollywood Hot Sheet here. Here again, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
That's why the beeping. Yes. This morning, the Today Show teased that Katie Couric will be back on the Today Show tomorrow for the first time since she left to go do the CBS Evening News.
I saw it.
And that she will have some kind of major announcement.
What do you think it is?
I think it's, didn't Matt Lauer or someone make a transsexual joke? Which I really thought was great.
That was Matt.
Matt Lauer was like, giving it to Meredith and giving it to Katie today. What the hell would it be that she's leaving CBS News? I mean,
why would she do that on NBC?
Why is she on the competing network to begin with? I don't get
it. What's she up to?
She wants people to hear it.
Well,
she can't do that on CBS.
Can't go on the early show.
That's right.
Sorry, Dave Price.
David Price.
But I watch on the days that you're here.
That day you watched?
That day I watched.
I remember that day.
I watched with rapt attention. I really did. Mm-hmm. I have no earthly idea. What's the speculation? Does anybody have any speculation?
I have heard no speculation.
Nothing? I have one piece of speculation. It's got to be some sort of big charity event.
Colon cancer or something like that?
I'm wondering if that's it. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
it's weird that she's going on another network
to
make the announcement.
I know.
That is
why wouldn't
odd.
she use her own air for that?
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if she would do it or not.
There have been all kinds of rumors that she would be leaving CBS News. I haven't heard any speculation that that's what this
is
about.
No way that happens. There's no way she makes that announcement.
Is odd.
She doesn't go across the street and make the announcement she's leaving CBS News. That's the big FU to the network, and they've got paper on her that prohibits her from doing that.
And she can't be coming back to the Today Show.
No way. Yeah, they're going to fire Meredith on the spot. Well, Meredith will be there when they're making the announcement. Because you took 4 days because of your diarrhea.
Because of her runs.
We're basically firing you, and here's Katie again. You know what? It'll be a rating spike for them, though. Everybody will be watching. Sure. It's tomorrow, right?
They teased it a lot.
We'll see what happens.
Tomorrow on Today.
Okay.
While John Mayer is allegedly very well endowed, you know that. We've discussed this before.
I knew he dated a lot of ladies. I didn't know that he had the beer can.
That's his rap.
They say he's actually well endowed.
Oh, so that's why, you know, that pisses me off a little bit.
Well, of course it does.
Well, not only is he a famous rock star and
he
stuff.
He can sing, chicks like him, and then so that's he has
what,
that.
That's what Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston and all these women want.
Apparently there are witnesses.
Yeah. What is on his list? You got your Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
He's been linked with her.
Right.
You've got Jennifer Aniston.
Currently.
And I think there was one more in
Anne
between.
Anne Bancroft. The late Anne Bancroft. Yes. I'm sorry.
We all are.
Shelley Field.
Sally Field.
Well, none of this talk has stopped John Mayer from finding other ways to satisfy the ladies besides what he was given by nature. Apparently, he carries
a bigger than my body gives me credit for. I got one as big as BDK.
Hold on. We have somebody that's got a call about Katie's announcement.
Let's go to
Patrick in Fairfax. You know something we don't know?
Yes. The Katie Couric announcement is going to be a joint telethon between ABC, CBS, and NBC on cancer.
Okay.
Is it for cancer or against cancer?
Hopefully against cancer.
Okay,
we'll see.
I hate cancer, boy.
I know. Rob always asks that question, and sorry about my lozenge.
Oh, that's quite all right.
It's okay, Jerry.
I do not have throat cancer.
It's marvelous.
But it's still a little scratchy.
Well, besides carrying around what nature gave him, John Mayer also reportedly carries around an arsenal of sex toys in his man purse.
Sex toys?
Really?
Well, check out this report from The Star on the action that Jennifer Aniston is supposedly getting. According to their source, the singer covers her with whipped cream. Let's all just stop and think about that for a moment.
You bet your ass. Man. That's fine.
Which he then licks off, tickles her with feathers, and uses ice cubes to give her goosebumps.
Oh, baby.
John also likes to keep things interesting
boobies.
With games like role-playing,
boobies,
says the source. Uh-huh. Another source who has slept with John agrees he does know how to have a good time between the sheets.
Ah, good times.
Quoting one victim, he was kinky and liked trying crazy positions. He
Don't
loved...
do that, you'll wear it out.
Well, no, see, he didn't listen to that advice, Mike.
Uh-huh.
He loved sex and wanted it all the time, this person says.
Who is the biggest slut?
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. When you're a very, very famous, well-endowed rock star and you're dating Jennifer Aniston,
right?
Why do you need to role play?
Because that's how you get them to come back. I mean, that's
I don't get it.
You know,
it.
It's the sensitive, I love the ladies thing. It's like, oh, he's just so into it. And it's a premeditated thing because he's
days.
A guy.
And what, they're playing the orangutan and the distracted tourist?
Well, you know, take your rockers, most of your rockers. Take your Tommy Lee, for example.
Sure.
You think Tommy Lee tried that hard? No, Tommy Lee would just lay back there and let it happen. And then he had the schlong as well.
Yeah.
You know, so he'd be back there just going, hey, c'est la vie. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Well, John Mayer's the same guy. Probably it sounds like they're saying he's got the same kind of attributes that Tommy Lee had. So he just tweaks it up a little notch. He not only has that incredible endowment, but he's also a guy that does a little something extra. Oh, the ladies flock to him after that.
Where do you go from Jennifer Aniston then?
Oh, my God. I think there are lots. There are lots and lots.
Wow.
I give you Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
On that last show of American Idol. But we have a quote from John Mayer that he was talking about, you know, sex and being endowed and all that. Let's listen.
I am totally going to bang Holly. She is cute and helpful, and she really seems into me.
Singer John Mayer, ladies and gentlemen. Grey's Anatomy tanked in the ratings this year. Forget all the talk about American Idol's ratings slide. We mentioned this late last week. The American Idol had a huge finale, and it was still far and away the most watched show on television this season. Grey's Anatomy, which had been a hot show the previous season.
You're
on
saying
the other
that
hand,
American Idol was the most watched one?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Grey's Anatomy, which had been very hot last year, did take a significant hit. A lot of people think the writer's strike had something to do with that.
You ever watch that show?
I hate it.
Yeah, I do. I have. Hey, doctors cry, too.
Was that from that show?
I know. That's just what I say to defend it.
Carrie looks at it, and I have to look in on it because I put it
and
on.
And I love it when you say looks at it.
She looks at it?
Looks at it? I'm looking at the television.
She looks at television. I put it on a DVD for my sister-in-law, so I have to watch it. Because yeah. And I just don't get it.
It's a suck fest, isn't it?
I don't think the women are good looking enough to make it work.
And where is it on the ER scale? I mean, does it have a lot of stuff like that?
There's a lot more doctors banging nurses in the on-call room in this show, I think.
In Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I think Rob's right, though. They're not a lot of turbo hotties. Isn't that where Katherine Heigl would come from that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was good. She's not there anymore, right?
Yeah. And the woman who plays Dr. Meredith Grey, she's not bad either.
Yeah, not bad.
Is Heigl still on the show?
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
I'd like to see them, with a little bit more hottie factory.
Me too.
Note to Hollywood producers for Grey's Anatomy: mm-hmm. a little less on the actress thing, a little more on the Hollywood.
Dr. Carrie Underwood.
Grey's ratings were down 23% this season, down by about a fourth.
Would you like to hear Veronica from New Mexico talk about a well-endowed man?
Yes, I would.
Hello, Veronica. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Veronica.
Veronica, hold on.
Okay, baby.
All right, take a deep breath. We didn't hear what you were saying because you were talking as soon as I picked up the phone. Start again, darling.
Honey, I've been drinking Chardonnay, and all I want to say is well-endowed men are nothing but ouch.
Did you say
honey,
that?
That's give good. Me a normal-sized man.
Yes, honey.
I'll be right over.
How much Chardonnay you been drinking, darling?
Baby, I have had an entire almost bottle.
Oh, my
God.
Almost bottle.
Hey, Veronica.
Yes, baby.
How old are ye?
I am 46 years old.
46 years old.
And you know what tomorrow's going to be, don't you, Veronica?
Baby,
tomorrow morning's going to be nothing but ouch.
No, let me tell you something, really.
Yes, honey.
I'm a very sexy woman. Seriously, I can't.
I know already by talking to you, baby. I know by talking to you. You are a sexy lady. I can tell by your voice, Veronica.
I can't get away from them. God damn it, they're always looking for me.
God damn it, them men.
That must be rough.
I'm telling you. Look, let me tell you something.
Yes, what's that, Veronica?
An
honey,
over endowed man. No, and I dare any woman mm-hmm. to call in and say that that is satisfactory because that is incorrect.
I double dare them.
Because, no, I'm serious.
Yes, Veronica.
Look, normal?
Yep.
Normal size?
Right.
Uh-huh. That's all we need.
That's it, baby.
Look,
right.
Anything bigger than that?
Because it's nothing but ouch.
God damn it.
Oh, Ronnie.
I am not kidding you.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, honey, I love your show.
And I love you, Veronica.
I love you and Don, and I love you.
Love you, too.
And you know what?
What?
You do not even know that I am a Mexican-American.
Mexican-American!
No, I can tell from the accent.
I am, honey. I'm Mexican. Puedo hablar español.
Bueno.
Hey. Oh, si te que te quiero, si estás aquí en Albuquerque.
Hey, Veronica, yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. Adios, mi amiga.
Hola, baby. I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Many men have visited Veronica's closet.
Call back anytime, Veronica.
So while shows like Grey's Anatomy, even CSI, were down 15-20% this year, Idol held up actually very well. It was only down about 6%.
Wow.
Coming up in the final buzz, Hillary's mistake and looking for life on Mars. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz, and thank you, Veronica.
Veronica, sí, señorita.
When we come back, we'll have the audio vault, and maybe we'll get a chance to ask Mr. Burbank some questions about pornography.
Please, like that. Ask away.
We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.